6 Kilo Kilo Zion. Y pasaron el National Imperium, todo el equipo en Adelaide. Kino, written by Abiyazar Khalir, essentially contains two parts. The first part of the Kino goes through the Aleph Beis, describing the utter destruction, the utter depravity of the destruction throughout the Churban, particularly Bayis Rishon. There are several references specifically to Bayis Rishon, also by Hashemi. And then the second part of the Kino, the last few phrases, is the response, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ruach HaKodesh, which says, "You didn't cry out when Zechariah HaKohen was killed in the Beis HaMikdash, and now you're crying out." When I looked through this Kino, I found a fair number of similarities between the text of the Kino and the Tochachos, particularly the Tochachos of Parshas Kisavo. And I'm just going to point out a few of them, and then I'm going to point out, as many others have already, the similarities between what well could be described as the Churban of Kehilos in Eretz Yisrael. The first phrase of the Kino, "In tochalna nashim priyam olei tipuchim alalayli, in tevashelna nashim rachmanios eladim hamidudim tipuchim tipuchim alalayli." The pasuk in Parshas Kisavo says several pasukim. It goes on to describe, as the post was mentioned, with the Marta Bas Baitos, Haraka, Bechava, Anuga, graphic descriptions that we try to, every year when we reach Parshas Kisavo, the Baal Kori lowers his voice and reads quickly, and we try to pass over because it's not pleasant to hear. But this is literally what happened in the Churban HaBayis. It's described that two men were met each other in the Kino. Reference to this, two men met each other and said, and one says to the other, "I found meat." And he gives it to, and he gives, and he says, "Here, let me share with you some of my meat." He gives him some. He says, "Where did you find fresh meat?" And he said, "Oh, I dug up a body yesterday." And the person says, "Why, oi, oi to me, I'm eating my father." He realizes that this is his father's body. He goes on, he says, "1,000 became 100, 100 became 10, and eventually only one." And once again, the pasuk says very clearly, "Nishartim b'misei me'at, tachas asher ha'isek b'kochavei ha'shamayim l'arom." In Churban Beitar, approximately 2 million people were killed. This part, which was not directly part of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but it was the final nail in the coffin. The Kina goes on, "People were killed in their own fields, the fruit that they had grown, the produce that they were expecting to pick days, weeks later, they couldn't eat it." And the pasuk says, פרי עד מסחה בכל יגיעת היוכל אבא של ידעתה, ואיסה רק השוק ורצוץ כל הימים. Your enemies, your foes, the ones that are so far away, you don't even know who they are. They will eat the fruit and the fruits of your labors and the fruits of your field. You'll be cheated of your hard work. To me, it's very clear that this kina comes as a response to the Tochacha, where it's laid out very clearly what the punishment for not following Varshem is. And I think if we look through the Kina, we find a lot of parallels and similarities to what Am Yisrael has experienced the last 10 months. We could rewrite the entire Kina. I don't claim to have the abilities of the Lazar Kalir, but just thinking about this, in Yiratzku, Elef, Matayim, Anashim, Yom Chag, Alalaili, Michotku, Matayim, Chamishim, Lashevi, Alalaili, In Yisarfu, Yaladim, Bidei Horeyem, Alalaili, In Yukru, Mea, Chamishim, Alafim, Mibateyem, Alalaili, On Simchas Torah, which is it's part of Sukkot, it's Zman Simchasenu. It's the only Yom Tov that has the name Simcha in it. Became a Yom Evel. 4,000 terrorists in Eretz Yisrael since October 7th. Over 12,000 rockets have been fired by Hamas and Hezbollah. Since the war began, excluding the was over 400 Chayalim killed. We're mamish witnessing Nisin, and at the same time, we're in a terrible sorrow. Four months ago, we were all in tenderhooks. Well, I ran attack. Well, I ran not at that. 4 months later, we're in the same exact place, waiting, waiting. Towards the end of the Tochacha in Kisavo, the Pasuk says, V'hayu chayecha tluim lach mineged, u'pachata laila b'yomam, lo sa'amim b'chayecha. בבוקר תאמר מי יתן ערב, ובערב תאמר מי יתן בוקר, מפחד לבוקר אשר תפחד, וממראה עיניך אשר תראה. As an Am, as a community, we're frightful. What will tomorrow bring? We're hopeful that Hashem will bring Geula, but we're frightful. We don't know. Will America help us? Will America be against us? Will our enemies attack? Will they not? Will their attacks be successful? In a way, we're truly reliving many of the things that appear in the Tochacha. At the end of the Kina, the Rabbi Elazar Kalir describes, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response. The Ruach HaKodesh Limulam Mar'im, with anger, the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, responds, Hoy al kol Shechenei Hara'im, Shechenei Hara'im. You're my evil neighbors. Mashi Krasem Modim. What happened to you? You talk about, you publicize. Beis Asher Asu Lomodim, their own rishos, the things that they did, they won't talk about. In Tochal Menashim Pirya Mashmin, they cry out about the fact that women had to eat their own children. ואם יהרג במידה שהשם כהן ונביא, לא משמיעים. But they won't confess that they went and killed a kohen, a navi, in the base of Mikdash. I saw an article written by a non-religious, far, he himself described himself as far from religion, in the first week of the war. It's not a popular article. It was probably not easy for him to write. In the article, he said, what did we expect to happen? We made a bizayon, a cherpa of Yom Kippur. Clearly, we were going to get payback. I'm certain that if we were to take a time machine and travel to Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, to the destruction of Beitar, the Crusades, the Inquisition, to the Holocaust, and if we were to take a time machine and travel back to October 7th as well, we would meet people who could honestly ask themselves, what did I do wrong? Many of us sometimes ask, I know that I ask, what have I done wrong? I've done my best. Certainly there was one person who went to Galus Babel, who didn't commit one of the Gimel Chamuros. Certainly there was one person who was killed by the Romans during the Churban, who did not commit sin misfino, but who was truly an Oyev Yisrael. Certainly there was someone like that. Certainly if we went to Shmilniki and Tach V'Tach, there was someone who was makpid on talking during davening. Certainly there was one shul, one kihila, one group of people. Certainly there were people like that. And yet, these tragedies befell all of us and continue to befall us. And I think if there's one idea we can take from what's described in the Gemara in Gittin, when it was Aradan Rav Tavachim kills over 40,000 Yidden to try to appease Zechariah, his blood. And he says, Zechariah, Zechariah, is it not enough? Do you want me to kill them all? Zechariah has been dead for years. The people who killed Zechariah certainly aren't alive, and even if their entire generation was responsible, they're not alive. I think we have to look back to Kol Yisrael, Aravim, Zebuzah. Yes, I may not have committed Gimel Chamuros. None of us have. We may all have tremendous Avos Chinam for all of Yisrael. But when an Arev signs on the bottom of the loan, he knows that by signing on the bottom of the loan, that if the debtor comes to collect, he has to pay off. We are a raven for Klal Yisrael. And if one of us owes a debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all have to pay the debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one of Klal Yisrael has to suffer, that all of Klal Yisrael has to suffer. If we could just be mechazek, our arvus, for the rest of Klal Yisrael, maybe in a few minutes we'll be able to stand up from the floor. We won't have to wait till the end of Kinos. Maybe there's still a chance that this Tisha B'Av can become a chag. And even if not, one step at a time, maybe we truly feel that we will pay the debt of the people sitting next to us and the people who aren't sitting next to us. Maybe then we can truly make a difference and bring Moshiach. Então, falando da China, eu tenho que você. Não tem a chance, a China vai começar.